This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's 11 o'clock here on Saturday Magazine. A great first hour with Tanya Plibersek and Misha Ketchell. But Macca, it's now time for this week's op-ed.
Thank you, Paul. You know, leadership has been talked about a lot in the last week, along with religious freedom. And Andrew Thorburn has said, relinquishing his position at the church was a compromise beyond a level that my conscience allowed. And that he should be judged on his behaviour, not his beliefs. Well, let's have a look at his behaviour and his beliefs. Given the scale of misconduct at the National Bank under Thorburn's tenure, this was exposed during the Banking Royal Commission and his absence of contrition. This was well noted by Commissioner Kenneth Hain. Hain singled out Thorburn, saying he had not learnt the lessons from past misconduct. In his final report, that $100 million was received by NAB for services not performed but charged for. Not even the dead escaped this egregious breach of trust and appalling leadership. And, you know, we're not talking here about a couple of bucks too much in your monthly account fees. Commissioner Hain said, I thought it telling that Mr. Thorburn treated all issues of fees for no service as nothing more than carelessness combined with system deficiencies when the total amount to be repaid by the bank is likely to be more than $100 million. And, of course, there's also the matter of large-scale fraud by Mr. Thorburn's former chief of staff, who worked directly for him in the CEO's office. Mr. Thorburn decided to resign from NAB because of a realisation the bank, in his term, words, had fallen short. And of course the NAB chair, Ken Henry, also handed in his security pass. Leadership indeed. This was the man who wanted to lead a footy club that wants to be known for diversity and equality. Now, seriously, how is that ever going to work? You can't make this stuff up. Now, let's look at Mr. Thorburn's leadership of City on the Hill Church that has now, or perhaps had, sermons published on its website. The church likened abortion to a concentration camp and says practicing homosexuality is a sin. Also, this church on a hill, or hillock, doesn't allow women to sit on its board because Eve was created Adam's helper and eldership belongs to men. Just think about that for a minute. Not only can women not be leaders, they have to surrender control of their bodies as well. Mr. Thorburn said he was not aware of the sermons, even though he's been chair of the church for more than 2 years. Apparently, he hadn't thought to look at those sermons in those 2 years he's been the church's chair. Wow, he didn't even know they existed. That's really across the brief, Andrew. These sermons are, or were, helpfully publicly posted on the church's website under tabs such as abortion and sexuality. Not hard to find. They're even on Spotify. Now, when you're the leader of an organisation, it's hard to think of how you can accept and perform that role and not endorse or hold its publicly stated values. That's what leaders do. That's why they become leaders, to advance the views and beliefs of that organisation. And if you don't agree, then don't be the leader. Thorburn has said he personally doesn't share all the views aired by City on a Hill. Exactly which ones, we don't know, as he hasn't told us specifically. But as chair, surely it was his duty to know what the views of the church were and whether he agreed with them. Leadership. Really? The issue here is not Mr. Thorburn's personal faith or his claims of his stellar leadership while at NAB. What matters here is his past and present leadership roles. As chair of City on the Hill, as with chair of any other public organisation, he is, by being the chair, endorsing its activities, its expressed views, which are undertaken in its name. He has not repudiated those views. I know how being a chair works because I'm the chair of Joy. Finally, there are competing issues here. Mr. Thorburn was not just sitting in the pews of his church. He's its chair. And let's not mince words here. In the views of that church on LGBTI folk are deeply offensive. They're discriminatory, they're hateful, and they cause harm. Think of the young LGBTQI person who hears themselves being demonised by this hateful bigotry and homophobia. It costs lives. I'm not going to presume to put a point of view on abortion other than to say I unequivocally support a woman's right to choose. Essendon has branded itself as the diversity club, and the views of the church Mr. Thorburn chairs are diametrically opposed to the club on LGBTQI issues, and this is before you even think about how it fits with having an AFLW team, who after all are women, some are lesbians, apparently not fit to be leaders, yet you could possibly lead both organisations. You can't and you couldn't. Just like batteries, they have negative and positive terminals. Right? Doesn't work in life like that. This is about our rights here. Some say it's about tolerance and that we should support inclusion. Rubbish. They want us to comply with their theological view of the world. They want us to support the right for people to freely practice their religion. But when it comes up against the right of LGBTQI people and women who choose to have an abortion and to make that choice freely, they say, no, you can't do that. You're a sinner, pure and simple. I know which side I sit on. Premier Daniel Andrews, publicly condemned as bigoted and homophobic. These sermons by City on a Hill pastor Guy Mason, who again likened abortion rates to the Holocaust and described homosexuality as a sin. Thank you, Premier. Christian and other beliefs are noble in their intent, mostly. I respect that people have faith, but what I don't respect and can't accept or respect after 40-odd years of fighting for equality is that when the faith promulgates hate, that we're just expected to sit back here and cop it on the chin simply because we are queer and because some dude said it 2,000 years ago. No one would expect folk to cop racism, misogynist or other hateful slurs. Essendon has dodged a bullet, albeit self-inflicted with its amateur due diligence. Guys, Google. It's not hard. We're all God's work and we're made in his image. I am heartily sick and tired of this stuff. Mr. Thorburn, you need to get with the program. And that's what I think.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.